Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E, .com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book called Angels of Faith is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and to see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and to limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse of Angels. They have a funny sense of humor, and they're extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss and joy and balance and peace in their lives. So just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for free angel guidance. So please call the show on 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for that free angel advice is 646-716-6794. 7-9-4. I see two callers on the line already. There's another third one. So just hang on, and we will get to your call soon. Welcome once again. Happy September to one and all. Thank you for listening in, whether you're listening in by computer, by phone. Perhaps you're listening to the over 140 archive shows on the Blog Talk Radio site, or maybe you downloaded the show for free on iTunes. You know, I want to start the show today by thanking so many loyal, regular listeners for tuning in and supporting the show, and all the callers who have called in to get their free channeled messages from myself and my angelic family, the Posse of Angels. We sure have become quite an international family here at Angel Healing House Radio, with regular listeners in all parts of the world, with people calling in from as far away as Ireland, Jordan, France, Germany, Spain, England, Italy, and all over nationally in the States. In fact, I have as many clients taking advantage of my intuitive counseling and Reiki sessions, learning Reiki, and also learning Tarot with me online, as I do locally in my office in Los Angeles, California. I received two lovely testimonials this week from far away from these clients. This person in Canada, after she learned tarot with me, said, "I can't thank you enough for the wonderful time I spent with you learning tarot. I had only a little knowledge, and you made the cards and the symbols come alive and have so much more meaning for me. I have been using my tarot notes every day, and my ability to access my intuition and my psychic powers has become much stronger. Thank you to my wonderful teacher, Candy." And that's from M in Canada. And this beautiful testimonial came from a lovely student who completed not only her Reiki 1 course, but she completed her Reiki 2 course with me over Skype this past week. She said, "I can't thank you enough for the way you taught me Reiki. You are a pleasure to be taught by." And that's from Lisa in Connecticut. "No matter where you are in the world, if you would like to experience the wonderful Healing House energies and knowledge from myself and the Posse of Angels, to either learn tarot or learn Reiki, or you can book your own enlightening and revealing intuitive counseling session, Reiki session and angel readings, you can call Angel Healing House after the show. 716, again, that number after the show for Angel Healing House is 831-277-3716, or you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com to schedule your own life-changing sessions and time with myself. If you are a regular listener, you know I like to take about 15 or 20 minutes to speak about our topic before taking those calls for that free angel advice. Just a heads up, 917, you are first, 443, you're next, and then will come 678. But just hang in there, because I'd like to start talking about our topic, which is entitled, "What Will You Be Harvesting This Fall?" You know, yesterday evening, listeners, when I was getting ready for bed, a breeze blew in through the bedroom window, and it felt very different to the warm breezes that we have had over this past summer. Firstly, it was different because it had a real hint of coolness, almost tinged with cold, that saw me reaching for an extra blanket to pull on overnight. And secondly, accompanying this coolness were the words that I heard from the Posse of Angels, which was winds of change blowing in. It was then that the Posse of Angels said, with a smile in their voice, "Summer's almost over, and harvest time will be here." With it now being September, the Posse of Angels wishes to pose that question to you listeners. Just what would you be harvesting this fall? Now, in order to answer that question, one must go back and review the seeds that one either consciously or unconsciously planted previously, and the amount of care, time, focus, and energy and attention that one has put on the cultivation of those seeds. You know, I don't know how many of you listeners are gardeners out there, but I can tell you that beautiful gardens, they just don't happen. I have seen this firsthand, as my mother is an extraordinary gardener. Every place that we ever moved to when I was a child, one of the first things that my mother would do was to plant an organic vegetable garden. But even before she would turn over the soil and put in one single solitary seed into the ground, she would first take samples of the soil to the local agricultural department to get the soil tested to see if the ground was lacking in any elements or perhaps to determine whether the soil was too acid. Once she got the results back, she knew exactly what nutrients to feed and to add to the soil, along with organic compost, to get the soil ready to receive the seeds and get the best chance, the optimum opportunity for those seeds to succeed. Once all this preparation was done and she planted the seeds, then the real work began. She then planted around the edges of the garden and flowers and plants that would keep certain insects away, like planting marigolds between the rows, as she knew that this would keep away certain bugs. Not only that, she put up blue martin birdhouses at all four corners of the garden to encourage the birds to nest there. And in this way, they would have a veritable feast, eating all the bugs that were right there before themselves, instead of the bugs eating my mother's vegetables when they came up. Then each day she would harvest, as she would weed and fertilize and lovingly put care and attention to nurturing the earth. And when harvest time came, boy, we had so many huge, healthy organic vegetables for our family. My mother's gardens were a wonderful example of how much one can reap after diligence, care, love, focus, and attention is put on something. So firstly, let's look at which seeds we may have planted and what energies that they contain. So look back. Have the seeds that you planted in the past year, have they been of a positive nature? Have they been loving, optimistic, joyful, hopeful, compassionate, caring, encouraging, supportive, kind? Have they been forgiving? Have they focused on gratitude and abundance and the blessings that you already have? Or perhaps have the seeds that you've sown been of a pessimistic nature, focusing on judgment, disharmony, disrespect, unforgiveness, disagreement, conflict, scarcity, and lack? And the posse of angels are quick to chime in here, and they say, they want to add that it matters not how much we rationalize and felt justified in the perpetuation of our focus on negativity. Because the universe does not know justification. It only knows to bring us more positive or negative things in response to what we are focused on. The Posse of Angels is reminding us that the kind of seeds that we've planted over and over again, whether knowingly or unknowingly, will yield very different fields for us, the field that has been seeded with kindness and love and forgiveness and non-judgment will yield a field overflowing with the same energies as the seeds that were planted. Yet the field that has been planted with negativity, judgment, disharmony, dishonor, and conflict shows a very sad field indeed, yielding very little and not having much positive growth at all. When one begins to take a look back over the past, whether it's the recent past or a long time ago, unless one keeps a detailed journal of every thought, of every word, and of every action, it's almost impossible task to enumerate each seed we've planted. I've mentioned to my clients and Reiki students that if they wish to review just what kind of seeds that they've planted this past year, in order to see what energies that they chose to focus their attention on. One had only to go to their Facebook pages if they use Facebook, or their sent emails and their texts. I then asked them to draw two columns on a page. At the top of one, I asked them to write the word negative, and on the other column to put the word positive. For every Facebook post, email, and text that held any negativity, anything that was judgmental or critical, no matter how much it was justified or rationalized, I asked them to put a mark in the negative column. And then I asked them to do the same for every compassionate, kind, loving, and encouraging, supportive post, email, or text that they made. You know what, listeners, when my clients and those Reiki students came back after tallying up the list, many of them were absolutely shocked at how often they were not aware of how much their energy was not of a positive, encouraging, loving, and non-judgmental energy. And while the Posse of Angels is saying that the occasional critical or negative email or text is not going to tick the spark, it's the overall energy of what you have chosen to fill your life up with that is going to determine exactly what you will harvest this fall. And please do remember, we can only harvest what seeds we have planted in the past. You know, looking back over the past year, I am very excited, I must say. I am a proud teacher and a proud healing practitioner. I'm very excited for this harvest time for my clients, as they've already taken very positive steps in turning their lives around by having consciously planted very new seeds earlier in 2014. For instance, one of my clients, let's call her Susan. Susan was very sad and depressed, and she followed her intuition and contacted me about a year ago. She told me how her husband's controlling behavior and his several cheating incidences made her feel diminished and dishonored. Through our numerous sessions over the past year, Susan became empowered and decided that regardless of her husband's behavior, she would turn the mirror back on herself and love herself enough to honor her health and her well-being. She set about making herself a priority to feel good again just because she was worth it. She started a healthy eating and exercise program. And then she lost weight, along with making it a point of banishing negative talk and bolstering her energy through her positive focus. She posted only positive things. She liked the protein shake that she was drinking so much that she decided to become a distributor for it and ended up making new friends. Again, her posts on Facebook were filled with hope and faith and trust in herself, and she only stressed positive things. In fact, in the 10 months of counseling, she found the courage and the strength and the confidence to allow herself to shine. Over the past year, with the increase in Susan's positive life, the disparity in her husband's dishonoring, controlling energies, and her bright, shining, positive light, this disparity grew larger and larger until one day he said he wanted out of their marriage. And even though this was a terrible shock when it was actually voiced and he left, I noticed something remarkable about the way Susan was handling the situation. Through all her work that we've done together of honoring herself and becoming empowered, she has an unbelievable calmness, a serenity, and a steady energy that is filled with nothing but compassion, mercy, and forgiveness for her husband. In our last session together, the Posse of Angels told her that with all the clearing and cleansing and forgiveness work that she has done, primarily for herself, she's able to peacefully attend to the divorce proceedings and can hold her light and energy so steady in what should be, and most times, are a very turbulent sea of hate, aggression, fault-finding, being a victim, and blaming. Because of those seeds that she has consciously sown over those months and months of loving herself. She is repeating the harvest. She is reaping, the harvest of being able to calmly negotiate and minimize the damage of what normally is a terrible storm of emotions. And I must be honest, she still cries, as almost 20 years with another person is a lifetime, and so much of her future is unknown. But her faith in herself is rock steady, as she had previously built up a very strong foundation of restored faith in herself, as she is no longer a victim. Her harvest will be very bountiful, honoring for her, and she will be reaping the rewards that come from respecting oneself and the belief that, above all, she does not have to live a compromised way of life in any way, shape, or form. Before we go on to speak more about what we will be harvesting in the fall, let's go to our phone line. 917, thank you so much for calling in to Angel Healing House. Who am I speaking with? Hello? Hello, who am I speaking with? Can you hear me? 917, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Are you there?
Yes, hello, hello.
Yes, hello, hello, hello. Now, who am I speaking with?
This is Ashiel, how are you?
Ashiel, my lovely friend, how are you?
I'm good. I'm really good, actually.
What has been happening in Ashiel's life, and what do you think that you're going to be harvesting this fall?
I work for myself. I got rid of a lot of people that my intuition told me that I need to get rid of, and mm-hmm. just stay in the positive and always stay in faith. And I'm pretty confident that I'm just about to start a new beginning.
Oh, she, you know what? You're not the posse of angels just sent me an electric shock all through my body. And what they said to me was, you have just voiced, not only for yourself, for me, as we are all one, but you've also voiced for so many others out there that we have been battered and we have been bruised and we have seemingly gone through the hottest fire, as you know, iron to toughen us up. And now we are all on that precipice, so positive and bright that new is opening up for us. So I want to thank you for bringing forth that message for everyone.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, I had to go through the changes, and, you know, especially it was important for me to stay in faith. And that's when also taking the messages from the angel and man to follow my intuition, things started moving actually slowly, but I'm pretty confident that the best is yet to come. So for this fall, and I'm just curious what the angel is going to say regarding that, or the call is going to say regarding that.
You know what? Out of everything that you just said, the thing that resonated the most with the copy of angels was the best is yet to come. I don't know if you or my listeners, maybe it's a little bit dated as before my era in which I was born. Frank Sinatra was so popular, but he had a song which is "The best is yet to come, and won't it be fine?" And that's what the posse of angels is singing in my ear. In fact, it's interesting what you said. How through this all, the number one thing that we had to learn was faith. And that's what my husband said to me this morning. Because, you know, when different avenues have not worked out for so many of us, he said, maybe out of all of this, the thing that we had to learn most was not only resiliency, but the faith that we will be taken care of, and we will be guided to that heaven on earth that we know that is there for all of us. So did you have a specific question, Ashiel?
Yeah, just my career or love, you know, because those are the career that, you know, there's something else that I needed, but it's already in the works, so I want to
Okay. I can tell, just a heads up, Ashiel is a loyal caller into my program, I can tell Ashiel that one of the things that is most changed about you, because I don't think I've heard from you for about 6 months or so, one of the things is that you have this, and it's interesting that I was reading about this this client of mine, you have this rock-steady assuredness and calmness about you that wasn't there before.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like everything, I can see it in you. I can so see it. Everything has been boiled away down to this pure angelic being that you are, this divine essence of pure, if you want to call it, universal source, God consciousness, and that you are just holding this light. And the Posse of Angels said that that was important to tell you that, because you are just, everything else doesn't matter because you have found who you are. And it's a very lovely, there's no worry, there's no tension, there's no stress there. There's a belief in yourself and the higher up. And it's a lovely energy. And I just had to tell you that, Ashiel, to confirm that for you.
Thank you, I appreciate it. I'm exactly at that place, actually. So I really like that you said that. You know, it wasn't always that easy, but I have to learn to stay in faith. And that was the part that I had to learn to do, and I was able to do it. So
I know that, Ashiel, because in many ways, I often feel like a mother hen, because you called into the radio show 2 years ago to start off with? Or All right. And like a very proud mother, I've seen you grow. I have seen you grow and you know, just like peeling away as an onion to get back to what was there all along, this divine essence of yourself. So I'm very proud of you. Let me tell you that. The first card that comes up for you, sweetheart, is the Ace of Cups. Beautiful card. Absolutely, this is emotional fulfillment. This is balance. This is harmony. This is joy. This is your cup running over. This is limitless, limitless ways that the universe will give to you. They're also, excuse me, they're also using the word magical, magical ways that your prayers will be answered. So, and they're saying that you don't have to do anything. Don't feel like you have to do anything in order for this to happen. You know, it's just allow it to just settle into your bones that you have such a heightened, honed psychic awareness that when something is offered to you and it makes you wiggle and it gets your attention, you'll make that movement easily forward. But they're saying nothing is hard anymore. The next card that's coming out for you is the Empress. The Empress card is meaning that you had so much spiritual knowledge before, but now you've really grounded it into your human incarnation. What astrological sign are you, Ashiel?
Leo.
Okay, you're Leo, and that's the groundedness. Do you get out in nature very much?
Yeah, that's one thing I had to do more, always trying to be by the water, you know, that kind of thing, to ground myself.
Okay, they're saying that please, even if you can find a patch of grass to put your feet on, to go sit on, to go hug a tree, anything, because this is the energy that is going to bring in our physical manifestations now. And they're saying that you are, by doing this, you will combine not only the beautiful etheric spiritual energies that you're working with, but also the energies of Mother Earth. And the next card that's coming for you is the Seven of Cups, which means that after a seemingly quiet time in our lives, there will be many possibilities which are going to be presented to you. There's an opening there. There's new opportunities for your passion, for your inspiration, the chance to do something amazing. That's what they're saying for you is coming up. And please, just keep having that sense of wonderment, that sense of enchantment, that sense of magic, that you are a child of God and that you will be provided in the most magical of ways. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Oh, yeah, that was extremely helpful. And I actually did answer another question, Ryan, because I was trying to figure out if there's something I can do to make this a smooth transition. But I guess I just have to stay open to receive and just in faith. There's not much else
okay.
I have to do.
Yes, stay open to receive, stay in faith. One important component, and I can't stress this enough for everybody, because I only started doing it about 8 weeks ago, is that I take time every single day to go out in our backyard and just lie directly on the grass. And my intention is I'm grounding the manifestation into Mother Earth, because we can do all the spiritual work until the cows come home. But until we ground it in physical, our physical, you know, solid reality, it's not going to be shown to us. So I would say that's a really important component to you, Ashiel.
Good. The weather is nice, and just do it again. I'm going to pretty much do it for the rest of our, before the weather gets bad, because I can just have a coffee nearby. So.
Take advantage of it. So I'm sending you so much love. Thank you, sweetheart, for calling in again. And I am a very proud mother and saying, you know, you have done such a wonderful job over those last 2 years, and give yourself lots of credit and pats on the back. So take care.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your help, as usual.
Okay. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was such a beautiful message from Ashiel that his angels brought through. He's got rid of a lot of people. He's staying positive. The most important thing is to stay in faith. And the best is yet to come, and won't it be fine? Okay, next caller, 443, you are on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Kathy. How are you?
Hi, Kathy. I'm fine. How are you?
Good.
And what do you anticipate that you are going to be harvesting in the fall?
Well, it's something with my spiritual journey, but I'm not sure which road to take yet.
Okay. You know what? When we're not sure about which road, many of us, it's funny you should say that. Funny you should say that, because the word that has been coming up time and time again for myself, for my clients, is we are all at a crossroads. We're at a crossroads, and we haven't yet seen whatever that thing is to make that step forward. And just because we haven't seen it yet doesn't mean it's not going to happen. It just means that the right timing for it. So my husband, often, who is a very grounded Taurian bull, often says to his airhead of a Libran wife, it's just as important to do nothing than to just willy-nilly go off and push and try something, to force something to happen if it's not the right timing. Sometimes it's more important just to do nothing and to watch for the signs. Kathy, I can tell, and I'm tuning into you, that you're very psychically aware. You don't miss any signs. You haven't missed, sometimes I think to myself, I just pick up my pendulum and I say, oh, party of angels, have I missed any signs? And they go, no, Candy, you haven't missed any signs. We're working on it. Go and be creative. Go and have some fun. Stop trying to push the universe. That's a really important thing to know, that many of us are at crossroads, and we will be shown a very, very tangible, physical evidence of how to step forward. And you'll know it. Somebody who says, well, maybe I'll miss it, or maybe I won't be 100% sure. And, okay, another thing they're telling me is that some of us are going to be offered more than one thing, which is
that's
hard
good.
To believe after it's been a drought for so long, that, mm-hmm. That we might actually be offered more than one thing, and our intuitions will really be able to guide us as to best one to take for us in that moment.
I I was seeing, you know, numbers on the clock and everywhere, and now I'm seeing feathers.
Feathers. Oh, feathers are a wonderful sign. Feathers are a sign that the angels are around you, and they're supporting you, and they're guiding you and protecting you. That is such a beautiful sign when feathers are around you. It reminds me, I was sitting at a brunch, this might have been maybe a couple of months ago, and I was going through something very difficult. Actually, it was back in April, and I met a very dear friend for brunch who was another angel reader. And while I was speaking about this very, very difficult family or personal problem that had come up, while I was speaking about it, suddenly this white feather just dropped down right in front of me and just landed on the table in front of me. And then I knew that everything was going to be all right. Everything was unfolding in divine timing, and that nothing was untoward, you know, that shouldn't have been happening. It was all divine. So that's a beautiful, beautiful sign. And the numbers on the clock are for you to wake up. One thing occurred to me, Kathy, what is it that you do? Because I feel very strongly that you're a metaphysical teacher.
Well, right now I'm in IT, but I'm retiring next
year. Okay, that's what they're getting at. I have quite a number of clients that are coming up for retirement soon. And it's for you to start to think, what are you going to be stepping into? And they're saying that you have been a spiritual teacher, a metaphysical teacher in your past incarnations, and the 111 and the 222 and all those signs that you're seeing and the angel feathers are waking you up to your knowledge as a metaphysical teacher. So whether you go on in the next year to learn a complementary or alternative health practice like Reiki, or you start to do intuitive counseling or even, you know, readings or whatever that is, they're getting you to start thinking about what are you going to be doing. You can even do that, in evenings or on the weekends once you receive that certification. But they're saying that you are the metaphysical teacher and that with all of these signs, you're just remembering it now.
Interesting.
Yes, it is very, very interesting. Let's shuffle the cards and see what comes out from lovely Kathy. That's very exciting as well. Because now that you've been given this part of the puzzle or this information today, it's going to get you to start to think, you know, what would I like to do? You know, what, and if again, don't try to figure it out too much, but now with this information, you ask the angels and you go, hey, guys, hey, angel, I'm not sure of what this means, but could you send me a sign at what would be most beneficial for me? I mean, when I went through my spiritual awakening, almost 11 years ago, they didn't send me signs for any other healing modality to learn but Reiki. I mean, it wasn't as if I had a choice. It was very clear, and when I was presented with it, I knew I'd done it before. It was just like a remembering for it. So ask them, and you'll see what signs are presented to you.
Okay. Yeah, because I do Reiki occasionally, but also I'm going to take a crystal class in a couple weeks.
Perfect. Okay, that's what they're getting at. Then they're saying, go, girl. Okay. They're saying, go, girl, you're on the right path. What are they doing? You're already on the path. You're already on the path, my dear, and all of this is going to... Now, another thing, do you have brochures and do you have business cards?
No, not yet.
Okay, or even a website, which, you know, you can go onto Tumblr and make a free website. They're saying, honor your gifts as a metaphysical teacher. They want you to start honoring that now, and to treat yourself as a professional. I don't know whether you have a certification in Reiki. I don't know whether you've got Reiki 1, Reiki 2, or that you're a master teacher in it, but they want you to treat it professionally. And they're saying
Reiki
the more the, what's that?
Reiki 3.
Oh, you've got Reiki 3. Okay. So that the more that you honor and respect yourself as a professional, then the more the universe will honor and respect you and bring you financial remuneration because of it. So, brochure, business card, and Tumblr. Let's see what the cards come out and say for you. Okay. Oh, that's exciting. That's making me have shivers. Okay. The first card that comes out for you is a partnership. Okay. Now, they're saying that this partnership has to do with you partnering yourself, your true self, because what you're doing is you're stepping into your true role, and that once you do this, more and more is going to be presented to you. And the more you, the more you honor it, more will be presented to you. The Four of Pentacles shows a very strong foundation, monetarily. During the next year, you could actually, be making some extra on the side on the weekends and on evenings and that kind of thing by honoring your work as a metaphysical teacher. And the Eight of Cups shows you walking away from IT and walking into that role as a metaphysical teacher. And all of these signs just point to such a wonderful new beginning for you. So I hope that's been happy for you, helpful for you, Kathy.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I'm wishing you all the best wishes for that. So thanks for calling in, and God bless you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye. It's interesting. The first two calls are all about that faith in our new beginnings and stepping into what we know in our hearts to be true. The next call is 678. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, Candy. This is Cyril calling from Georgia.
Hi, Cyril. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. And what things do you think you'll be harvesting this fall?
The positive intent that I've been putting out into the universe.
Yes, absolutely. And that positive intent is bringing us such brightness. And the positive intent will mean that our seeds that we've planted will be harvested in a positive way and not in a negative way. Did you have a question for the Posse of Angels today?
I just wanted to see the messages that they have for me.
Okay, let's do a shuffle for Cyril and see what comes out. Yes, it is a very exciting time as we go into September now. So much of what we've done and we've cleared and cleansed is going to come to us. And just had a few cards just fall on the ground, and when that happens, those cards really do want to come out. And you noticed, that first card that flew out was the Ace of Gabriel and the Ace of Wands, which is that there is a new opportunity which is going to be opening up for you, Cyril. I have a feeling this is in work, and it's going to allow you to do something which you're very passionate about. And you're going to have a sense of wonder as to how it's going to open up for you. Again, the Empress card comes up. I don't know how much time you spend in nature, but it's really important for you to get out in nature and to lie on the grass and connect with the earth. What sign are you?
Libra.
You are a Libra, so it's even more, my birthday is October 7th. I mean, it's so important for us Librans, which are air signs, to ground ourselves in physical incarnation. So I would say that's utmost important for you, even probably more important than the earth signs who are already grounded. And this will help to bring in those intentions of yours. And the next one is the Two of Cups. This is also about partnering. It's interesting. they're saying that this is going to be about creating something that's new in your life in order to fulfill your intentions. So it looks like a very, very bright harvest for you, Cyril, as long as you keep grounding yourself in that physical reality. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, and have an absolutely beautiful day. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much for calling in, Cyril. Let's go to our next caller. 773, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
This is Teresa from Chicago.
Hi, Teresa from Chicago. How are you?
Yeah, I've talked to you in the past, and I'm calling today for a friend of mine. She has a daughter who is a foster child, and she adopted her, and she's having a lot of problems. She recently had a baby, and I think it was in June, May, and she's been having a lot of problems, and it's like they need spiritual help. But my friend, I don't think she wants that, but her name is Alenia, her real name, but, you know, her name was changed to Naomi, and I'm really concerned about her.
Okay. Now, first of all, what I'm picking up, this friend of yours, it was very noble of them to adopt the foster child. This is just such a wonderful giving, an open-heart gesture. But I would strongly, the posse of angels are saying that the intuitive counseling that the posse of angels would give her in an individualized reading would help enormously, because I am picking up that there are a lot of unresolved issues energetically in your friend. And those unresolved negative that is causing negativity within her, and the child is picking this up. I mean, we're all energy. We know when we're in the presence of somebody who is bright and happy, and, you know, we love their glorious, bright energies, and we want to be around them. But we also know when somebody, even unconsciously, is holding on to negative energies, and children are like sponges. You can tell them one thing, but they pick up those negative energies. And the posse of angels saying that if she would have a session with me and the posse of angels, she would understand how she is possibly sabotaging and limiting her life and not living in the fulfillment of that joy and that happiness. I mean, we can give to others, and this is such a noble, honorable thing to do to foster child, but she is also a child of God, and the more she nourishes herself, the more that she will be able to nourish her baby and this foster child. How old is the foster child?
She'll be 19, and I feel that my friend, she made a difference between her children and them, and we fell out many times. It's like, to me, they didn't get the love, so that's why I feel she looked for love in the wrong places, you know, when she ran away, and I don't agree with how my friend did her.
Right. Well, these are all symptoms of a larger problem. Well, not problem, but, you know, because energy is energy. It's not a problem if it's negative. It's not a problem if it's positive. It just all boils down to the fact that your friend has not transmuted and transformed those energies of negativity inside of her. And so a lot of things are being triggered, and her outside reality is then making her react, not because of what happens in her reality, but it's because of those triggers inside. And they're really stressing to please give her my Angel Healing House phone number. If you have a pen to write down the number?
Yes.
Okay, it's 831-277-3716.
Okay, 831-277-3716.
or she can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E.com. She will uncover this joy that's inside of her, but she keeps masking it because of her anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, regret, judging, critical defensiveness, that is stuck inside and is making her react to the world. Let's go to the cards and pull out some cards specifically for Teresa's friend. And it doesn't matter whether she lives in the Chicago area or where in the world she lives, because I have many, many clients who I help over Skype, and if they don't have Skype on computer, then over the phone. So it works equally as well. And see what comes out for your lovely friend and concerning what she's going through at the moment.
Her name is Darlene.
Darlene, okay.
She's the type, she won't call spiritual help or minister that I wanted her, to talk to or pray for her here in Chicago.
Teresa, the only thing that you can do, the only thing I want to remind everybody that we can do, is we can just provide somebody with the information. You can send it to my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com, and then they in their own time, with their own free will and free choice, maybe not in this second, but maybe by looking at the website, this will plant a seed inside of her, and then maybe in a few days, the angels will be whispering in her ears, and then she'll make that call. So it reminds me once of somebody who came to see me when I lived in Australia, and she said, she said, I have had your brochure on my refrigerator for the past year, and somebody told me that I should come and see you a year ago, and under a magnet, I put your brochure on my fridge. I've been staring at it for the past year, and now, and only now did I feel like it was time for me to step forward to come and see you. So all you need to do is be the messenger and provide her with the Angel Healing House .com website, and then the rest is up to her. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for her. Oh my gosh! Look, there are 78 cards in this deck, and I don't put them in any order. This is the heartbreak card. This is the Three of Swords, and the picture so often is a heart with three swords stabbing into it. It's saying to Darlene, she must release the past in order for her to grow and to learn from this situation. She said the card, the Posse of Angels, is showing me a white dove of peace, and they're saying only by doing this will she heal all the wounds inside of her and experience joy in her life. This is such a telling card for your friend. The next card is the Knight of Swords. Interesting swords. Swords are about communication. Darlene has stopped communicating honestly and openly with the world. She has shut herself down because she is so hurt inside.
And now, this is my friend. This is not the foster daughter. This is my friend, the one that...
This is your friend. This is Darlene.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yes,
Okay, and it's saying, when she starts to really acknowledge and look at her life, then and only then will she be able to move forward, and then changes will occur in her life. And when and if she comes to see me for intuitive counseling, the third card that comes out is the Sun. The Sun is one of the best cards in the pack because she will start to thrive again. The seeds that we plant need the sunshine. She needs that sun to be illuminating and radiating her soul again. She will have success. There'll be positivity in her life once again. She will get her power back, but this is not going to happen until she acknowledges those negative triggers inside of herself that have been limiting her and allowing herself to sabotage her beautiful life. So I hope that's been helpful for you and your friend Teresa. Please do send her to the Angel Healing House website, and then she can make her decision by herself.
All right. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in. Have a blessed day.
Okay, and thank you. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye. And a few minutes left, we'll go to our next caller, 646. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Candy, hey, it's Helena. How are you?
I'm well. How lovely, Helena. What are you going to be harvesting this fall?
You know what? I just wanted to ask for like kind of a reading. I'm just feeling sad, and I just whatever you can, whatever the positive angel has to tell me.
Okay, I've got about 2.5 minutes. And when you said sad, I was going to say, oh, have you been listening in the Angel Healing House? Have you been listening into Claire Candy Hofstra? We are all at that stage where we're exhausted, we're weary, we're fed up. Our faith has been tested, and at times it seems like we've lost trust and hope that what is on the horizon has not come for us yet. But they're saying, please, Helena, hold on. The harvest is coming for those light workers. They're saying you have run the marathon. You've done all the work. You've done all the clearing. It's on the horizon. What astrological sign are you?
Okay.
What is your birthday?
Wait, say that again?
So when is your birthday?
Oh, on June 25th. I'm a Cancer with Leo rising and a Scorpio moon.
Okay, so you have a double hit there with that Cancer because Cancerians are so emotional. That's such a beautiful watery sign. And they're saying, please know that you've done the race. There's nothing that you have to do more. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for your love.
Okay, thank you.
Perfect card. There's 78 in the deck, and I couldn't have picked this one any better for you, sweetheart. Your worry is unnecessary. It's the Nine of Swords. Stop it. Focus your thoughts on the outcome that you desire. Release feelings of regret, guilt, worry to your angel.
Yeah.
It's all there. They want you to know that it's done in the etheric already. You're just waiting. You're just waiting for that. Is it drop down? Go. How much time do you spend in nature?
Candy, you there?
Do you spend time in nature?
Yeah.
Okay. They really want you to
ground. That's the only thing that seems to soothe me, but I can't. I can't get, like, in the nature where I really want to get these days.
Okay, the next card, I'm running out of time. The next card is you are the hermit. You are the hermit. The joy will come through your faith and your spiritual growth. You are going to be a light to others, Helena. And then the next is that you're going to be flying free. Release everything that is holding you back. Another card that says unnecessary worry based on your lack of self-confidence. So I've got to go now, sweetheart, but all of these cards are pointing to you connecting with that spiritual teacher inside of you and releasing that worry. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
It has been. Thank you.
I'm sending you so much love. Take care and hold on. You've done a great job.
Thank you.
Lots of love. Bye-bye.
Love to you, too. Bye-bye.
And that just about wraps up the show for today. Thank you to all the callers. Thank you to my listeners for tuning into the program. Thank you. And remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Do go to the Angel Healing House website to order my book, Angel for Faith, my beautifully recorded, guided Angel Meditation CD. And until next time, please do allow your radiant light to shine forth and go out in fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Take care, and I do look so forward to speaking with all of you again, and once again, next week. Lots of love and certainly angel blessings. Take care. Bye.